Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever time of the day you're listening to this podcast. This is something very, very new for Ange and I, and we're both excited. And quite frankly, I'd be right in saying terrified, Ange.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a real mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, definite mix here.
So off of the back of our ever so successful Zoom Girls Nights In.
Yeah.
We decided that it was time to get our heads together and maybe think about bringing you a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it.
Especially as I feel like we've both got very dulcet tones.
We've both got faces for podcasts.
That is exactly it.
I think is what we're saying there.
Yeah.
We've got no jingle.
No.
We've got no intro.
Although I'd quite like a jingle.
So if there's any musicians out there listening,
mm,
and you want to create a jingle,
yeah,
now's your opportunity to send them in.
Yeah.
We've also got no name. This is currently called The Podcast With No Name.
Yeah.
So again, all entries via Instagram or email, we'll give you an email at the end,
mm-hmm,
to let us know any, what you call it.
Yeah, any suggestions, any ideas.
And also, any ideas for topics.
Yeah.
You know, anything you want us to chat about, any questions you've got for us.
Yeah.
FYI, questions about James probably won't be answered, so don't bother with
that. And actually, we don't, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to bring him up anymore on
no,
here.
No, you know, he's bigged up enough.
Bigged
he's
up.
Got enough going on. He's got enough fans. We don't need any more.
Quite frankly, we need you just to be our fans.
Yeah. Yes, this is just for an Ange and Ruth fan zone.
This is an Ange and Ruth fan zone only.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So,
Ange, how's your week been?
It's not been too bad. I've been a bit hormonal.
We have all been there.
Which is an absolute bastard, as you know.
Are we allowed to swear? Oh, I'm not sure about language.
Are we allowed to swear?
We'll leave it in there this time, but, you know, let's call it.
I think we can swear.
Do you reckon? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people might get a bit funny about that.
Well, they don't have to listen, do they?
We want you to listen. We haven't got enough followers at the moment. Look, perhaps when we're at like 2 million downloads, we're doing all right.
I think we need to kind of set the space, don't we?
Set the space. Okay, there might be some F in and G. Well, we won't use the F word.
No, okay.
We might say shit.
Yeah.
You might say bastard.
Bastard. Bloody.
Blood. There'll be a couple bloody of things in there.
Yes.
You know, some people get offended by like cock and stuff like that. You know, some people, or like piss. People see that as a swear word.
Cock is a great word though.
I've got a friend and her mum sees bum as a swear word.
Bum?
It's a part of your anatomy.
I'd rather be, look, this is just how it is. I am going to use that sort of language and be one of those people that pretends they don't and then mutters it under their breath. Or I'd rather just go, yeah, I'm a swearer. I like swearing.
You're swearing McSwearson.
I am swearing McSwearson.
It's what you're now going to be known as. Maybe we should have a swear jar on the podcast. Well, we'll just have a jar in our own house, and when either of us says, because we're doing this on Zoom, by the way, guys, just so you know, we're adhering to social distancing, we're not together in the same
place. Not together. Yeah.
You know, if some, and then we give the money to charity.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Try and keep our language at, well, your language at bay, because mine isn't that bad. I saw an amazing t-shirt this week, which as a fat woman I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And across the top of it had the initials IDGAF, which stood for I don't give a
yeah.
And then underneath it said, about your diet, Susan.
Nice.
And I really want to get it.
I love those kind of things where they put a Susan on the end or Janet.
Or Karen.
Yeah. I love those. Absolutely love them. I wonder why they choose those names. Like, what is it about Susans and Janet?
Getting into dodgy ground here, aren't we? Because we could start saying things about Susans that...
No, like, you know, I don't actually think I know a Susan.
Yeah, you do.
Janet.
You know Big Fat Sue.
Oh, yeah, Big Fat Sue. Because I don't relate to her as a Susan.
Is she a Susan, though? Yeah, I wonder why they are Susan or Karen or...
Janet.
Janet.
I mean, I know a Janet, and obviously I've now clarified I know a big fat
Susan. I don't know anyone called Janet, I don't think.
Yeah, I know a Janet.
Do you?
I mean, she's really known as Jan, but I actually really like calling her Janet.
What's she like?
She's great.
Is she?
Which is why I just sort of think, why Janet's and Susan's and...
But it's like, you know, I always feel sorry for the Debbies of this world. Debbie Downer. You know? Negative Nancy. What's Nancy done to be called... Negative.
And our Debbie's Downers.
Was it? Why wasn't it Negative Natalie? And our Debbie's. But you know, that's what people say, isn't it? I want to write Debbie Downer.
I don't know any Debbie's, so I can't sort of clarify whether any Debbie's. And is Debbie a Downer?
Or no, she's quite upbeat. This is what I mean. You know, I feel sorry for the Debbie Downers of this world. Constantly being pulled down by Debbie Downers.
It is a shame.
Yeah, well, look.
I can be known as Angry Ange.
Which is fair and valid. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were Angry Ange on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, just like hormones are absolute, and I am going to swear now, guys, are absolute bastards.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you know, it's like a build up. It's like Friday, Saturday, I could tell I was a little bit, you know, a bit sort of pissy, a bit, apologies, swear word. Just a bit, you know, and then Sunday, well, just, you know,
That was,
yeah, it was not good. It was not
what
a good
what was it day. Like for the people living in your house?
Well, I was kind of out Sunday afternoon, so I think that was actually a good thing, because I took myself out and I was actually by the river, and that was actually really nice. But then, you know, you come back in and it's just like, you know, there's just so much to do and there's tea to cook, and you know, you're just not in the right frame of mind.
No,
but I can really vary. I'm not like, sometimes I'll get really angry and be a really moody, horrible cow, and nobody wants to be around me. And other times, I'm like really. I think I was more emotional.
Oh.
You know, you just feel really like you could just burst into tears any moment. That's how I felt Sunday. What do you call your period,
Brenda?
Brenda arrived, and then I sort of, you know, picked up really sort of. I knew you suffer bad.
I often also, if I've had a particularly heavy period, I often get PMT after it's finished.
Yeah, see, I don't think I've ever had that.
So the day it finishes, for 2 days after, I am like an emotional wreck. I can't stop. I actually don't know how, Matthew, in all seriousness, the last like build up to my last period, I don't know how Matthew coped. I was horrid.
See, I mean, maybe I am horrid. I just don't. I mean,
let's get Ian on here.
Yeah.
And Joel and Ellen.
Yeah. Because... Yeah, but at least now I feel like, because Ellen's now, you know, she's now developing and, you know, she's a young woman and, you know, that sort of part of life has started for her.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I have an ally. I have someone in my household.
That's nice.
Yeah. I do, and it's quite nice because I know she now knows
what it's like,
what it feels like, and when I'm feeling miserable and horrible.
And what does she do?
She's just like, Mum, I know how it feels.
Oh.
So that, I think
be
that's
more Ellen.
Also, not to say if your wife or girlfriend, or in fact your mother or your sister, are having a bad time, and you know it's probably linked to that. Oh, is this because you're on your period?
Oh, yeah. Like, that is...
Like, do not even go there with
preach
that.
Preach it.
Yeah. Like, preach that is just, you know, is not okay. Being a woman and having to kind of live with that part of your life that happens every month. Or you don't need someone making you feel... worse.
No,
you're being a moody cow because your period's coming, or is just do not like use that language.
Even people think it's okay to say it when you're not coming on your period. Like, even if you just have a little bit of a like downer. Oh, you're on your period.
Yeah,
no, actually, I'm not. I'm just experiencing the up and downs of life. So piss off.
Yeah, your week been though, Shans? How's your?
Yeah, it's good. I'm I'm just ticking things off my to-do list, you know.
Nice.
That's always a nice feeling.
Oh, I love that.
I often put things on my to-do list that I've already done.
what just to make you feel like, yeah, I could just,
so I've got a couple
put it on and take it off straight away.
Just so I've always got a couple of things at the top of my to-do list that are ticked off. Mm. I don't think there's anything worse than getting to the end of the day and thinking, oh, I really haven't worked through all of the things I wanted to. Mm. Whereas a couple of ticks at the top, you think,
yeah, oh, I've excelled. I've excelled today. And did you get out for your run today, Patty?
I didn't today.
Patty!
Because it looked like it was going to rain.
But it didn't rain.
I know.
Pat.
I've got to get back on the wagon.
You've also got to go, doesn't matter if it rains.
No, right. This is the thing. I'm like Dad when it comes to rain. Mal hates the rain. Have you ever watched Mal?
Why though? Why has he got such a... He's not like he's even got hair. No, I can't go out in the rain because it's going to mess my hair up. He's bald.
Yeah, Mal hates the rain. Talking of Mal, what about that reading of the Bible?
Honestly, I watched it this morning.
I know.
And I actually had a little like moment of just like,
I know,
that's my dad.
So brave to just read.
So brave. But also the whole like, the whole kind of little comedic bit beforehand about, you know, how you hold your Bible and the different ways of holding it.
It's lovely, wasn't it? And one of my favourite bits is actually not with the bit where he reads the Bible, is where he says, open Bible, open heart.
Right.
I feel like we're going to have Mal on as a guest at some point. Do you think for Dad it was a disappointing moment when James didn't know how long 8 verses were? Mm. I had some messages from people on Instagram saying, oh, I wish he was my dad.
I mean, obviously, there's different parts.
People saw a lovely snippet of Mal.
Yes,
and there are lovely, lovely snippets of Mal.
Yeah.
But he is human.
Exactly, you know?
Exactly. We're all human, aren't we? We're all
human.
We're all lovely, we're all dicks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. We're all, you know, open Bible, open heart 1 minute. We're all weird dicks
then.
Hi, you're listening to the podcast with no name where Ange has got big time windy pops. Maybe the jingle should be one of your burps. Oh my gosh, Ange does the best burps in the world. They are always massive. They are always weird. Maybe the jingle should be one of your burps. Sounds like she's speaking another language sometimes when she does them.
They are incredible. And actually, we're so used to it. Sometimes if I'm being very free and relaxed in people's company, and I'll kind of forget where I am or who I'm.
Hang on, back up. We can't go on until we just highlight that you've said, if I'm feeling very free and relaxed. No, if you're feeling in the mood to be a pig, I mean, you can't equate like massive, disgusting burps in a space of feeling free and relaxed.
But I am. That's the thing. If I'm free and relaxed, and then a burp, I can feel a burp there, and I'll just let that go like I'm just on my own. And the shock on people's faces. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I forget you don't know that I can do that.
The annoying thing is that Ange can't do them on demand.
No. I can't fake a burp. You know, like people can make themselves burp. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm not going to because it's a bit piggy. Yeah, I can do a fake burp.
I can't.
Which is annoying because if we could get one captured on there, that could be our jingle.
Yeah, I can't do a fake one.
No.
So I had a little bit of, but I managed to.
You held it in.
I was very, polite.
Very reserved. Held it back.
I'm obviously not feeling fully relaxed.
I'm not feeling free and relaxed. So when I'm feeling free and relaxed and like a total pig, I let them all out.
Yeah, but don't you find, like, well, you know, Chibs, like, we're all quite windy.
Yeah, not Mal so much.
No. No.
But the women are me, you and Margs. I mean, not James so much, but me, you and Margs.
Well.
Mum not so much with the burps. The burps, let's be honest. I can't believe this is what it's called. We are analysing the wind of the people in our families. Guys, we know you're here for the content. Hashtag great content. We've got to this point where all we've got left to talk about
I think it's something that's quite important. I think a lot of people...
I think it's actually quite important. No, seriously.
I think it's something that actually a lot of people will relate to.
Yeah, and I think, you know what? People want a bit of toilet humour, unless you're Mal.
Yeah.
Mal does not like toilet humour.
No, you're just being real.
And also, the other thing, like, I was just talking about being a pig then. Why did the pig get... Yeah, why are people saying, yeah. Oh, he's being a giraffe?
Yeah. Yeah, but is it because pigs do snort?
Also, I think it's this rap that pigs have got that they're dirty and they're not. They're actually one of the
very clean.
There is.
Yeah.
Very clean, very intelligent. Bad rep, guys.
I'll take being a pig, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You know who I don't like? Peppa Pig.
Mm.
She's a brat.
I don't particularly like Peppa, but I like George and I like...
series. Yeah, guys, we better come back next week for the next installment of this, because this is really good stuff we're talking about here.
I think that Peppa Pig gets a bad rap because Peppa is the dick in the whole...
She's a brat though, isn't she?
Yeah, exactly. But you then look at the other characters in there. Pedro Pony, he is...
What about Rebecca Rabbit?
Rebecca Rabbit. Emily Elephant. She's great. Yeah, I know there's a few. I can't think of who the others.
Oh, you think of Pedro Pony, though. He is a dude.
I love him.
Do you? What about Daddy Pig? Isn't he a bit, like, obnoxious?
Well, probably a little bit.
So, actually, the only person you really like is Pedro Pony.
Pedro, yeah.
You're about
I really
Pedro.
Like Pedro Pony. Yeah. I think it's because he wears
glasses.
What?
The police officer.
Police officer?
Isn't there a police officer in it? They're like a doctor and a vet and stuff.
I don't know. And there's obviously the dance teacher as well. I can't think of what she's called either. What's your favourite TV programme?
As a kid?
Yeah, as a child.
Puddle Lane, probably.
Puddle Lane?
Yeah, I remember that. You used to like that too.
Did I?
Yeah.
What was it about?
I can't remember. Oh, no, that's terrible. Maybe not Puddle Lane, maybe Penny Crayon.
I've never even bloody heard of Penny Crayon.
I just love to like write, draw stuff. That's what was yours? Button Moon,
Mr. Ben. I used to love Mr. Ben.
For me, Mr. Ben.
Oh, that was like, he'd basically turn up at this shop in his like suit. He'd always be in his suit, and he'd go into this shop. Into the changing room, and he'd change into this whole other character and then have like this, you know, adventure as being like an astronaut or Mr. Ben. That was very good.
And there was what about the Poddington Peas?
What?
Down at the bottom of the garden.
This is where our age gap
comes into play.
Is prominent.
What about the Wombles? You must remember the Wombles.
Oh, Wombles. Pigeon Street. Do you remember
Pigeon Street? Yeah, I remember Pigeon Street.
That was a good
one. And obviously, Super Ted.
Yeah, Super Ted.
James loved Super Ted.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
But yeah, I liked...
Button Moon.
Hey, what about Raggy Dolls? Raggy Dolls. Dolls like you and me. Da-da-da-da.
Raggy Dolls.
Raggy Dolls.
Raggy Dolls.
Raggy Dolls, happy just a bee.
Raggy Dolls.
Raggy Dolls. Dolls like you and me. Dun-dun-dun. Button Moon with tomato ketchup sandwiches. Amazing.
Rank.
White bread, butter, tomato ketchup, and another slice of white bread.
That is you can eat it now.
I was just about to say that. It's a definite snack I go to when I'm hormonal.
Oh.
Either that or brown sauce sandwiches.
That is disgusting.
What's your go-to snack when you're hormonal?
Weirdly, when I'm hormonal, I don't actually have a particularly sweet tooth, as you well know, Pat Sheens.
Yeah.
But when I'm hormonal, I crave white chocolate.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, that's the time I'm like, I have got to get some Milky Bar buttons. Yeah. Any other time, forget it. Don't want it.
Forget it. Over.
Get it.
Forget it.
It makes me want to vomit.
But
when I'm hormonal, bam.
Wow.
Yeah. Weird. Weird shit. Yeah. That.
Weird shit. Chocolate. Ange just did a throat burp then for anyone that didn't hear. She was very reserved. She's not feeling free and relaxed.
I could have really gone for it. And I thought, no, that's not right, Andrea. Stop it.
Right, not on episode one.
Not on episode one. No, I mean,
yeah. Bed in.
First. Yeah, but when we got some bed ins.
Yeah, and when we got some emails in saying I do weird burps too, and I'm part of the weird burps.
I have lots of gluten free and relaxed.
Yeah. Milky Bar buttons, if you want to sponsor us.
Or a twirl.
Oh, that's the best. Somebody said to me the other day that a twirl is a waste of calories.
Eh?
I know.
What?
The twirl is the best chocolate bar, I think.
Oh, I love a twirl.
The intense chocolate hit.
The intense chocolate hit.
If you could bring back a chocolate bar that no longer existed, I'm trying to think of one now, what would you bring back? Or, no, I don't want to bring back a Cadbury's Fusion.
What the hell is a Cadbury's Fusion?
What?
What is that?
It had, like, bits of biscuit and raisin in it.
Like a picnic?
No, because it wasn't as... So, you know, like a picnic, you can see all the, like, it was like a solid bar, and then just dotted all throughout, it had, like, biscuit, and it was a bit like, I suppose, a bit like a tiffin.
Oh.
But in chocolate bar form.
I've never heard of one of those.
Fusion, yeah, Cadbury's Fusion, I think that's what I'd bring back. Yes. Do you know what somebody said they liked the other day? My friend, actually, it was Trey.
Shout out to Trey.
For those who don't know, Trey's a good friend of ours. The other day, he likes a Fry's peppermint cream.
Oh, rank.
Who the hell is picking that as a choice of chocolate bar? Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. That's disgusting.
Do not even try and come in.
That is disgusting.
Can you still get them?
Yeah.
Obviously you can.
Do you like a Fry's Turkish Delight?
No, rank. Disgusting.
I love a Turkish Delight.
Fry's Mum loves a Turkish Delight, doesn't she?
Yeah, me and Mum. Big up.
That it's just like that weird sort of jelly stuff in the middle and chocolate around it. Oh, disgusting. No.
You know what I don't get? People who are picking a Yorkie.
Yeah. Yorkie's shit, isn't it?
I remember one year Mum got me a Yorkie Easter egg.
Who is it? Oh, it's Nestle, isn't it? The mate.
Although Yorkie. Milky Bar Buttons are Nestle.
Oh yeah, that's annoying, isn't it?
Tell us know what chocolate bars you would bring back. What have we forgotten? Email us. We'll give
you what's your like, you know, absolute go-to.
And what's your snack when you're hormonal?
Yeah.
What's your hormonal go-to snack? Mm-hmm. You know what I've put in recently? A topic.
Wow. But I'd always rather have a Snickers. If I'm gonna have like a peanutty chocolate bar.
I think I'm probably with you there.
I'd go Snickers over topic.
Yeah. Snickers bites are cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're really cool. Who's buying a Mars bar?
Oh, they're rank.
Mars ice cream. That's the only Mars that I like.
Yeah, I don't even like those.
No.
No.
Like ice cream. Angie's a bit weird. She doesn't like ice cream. She's not a big chocolate lover. Give her a plate of cheese and a bit of bread and she's anyone's. Basically, give Ange a massive glass of Malbec.
Oh, good Lord.
A load of cheese. Yeah. A few very, very, very high quality porks, like pork crackling.
Yeah.
Crackers, bread, olives, grapes. A few olives.
Like that is my
is
heaven.
She'll sit with you for hours.
Yeah. And I'll just slowly get drunk.
Yeah.
And I just become hilarious.
Talking about getting drunk, Mum got a little bit tipsy, didn't she? So me, Mum and Ange met up, just the three. Me and Mum actually went over to Ange's in the garden this week, and it was just the three of us. And Mum was so happy that we were all three of us were together. She
basically we were on the Whispering Angel,
which
is, which, if you have not, if you've not whispered an angel yet,
that rosé,
get yourself a bottle of that. You know, it's a little bit on the pricey side, you know, but this was like our first little Ange Rouge mum
get together.
So we basically just plied mum with whispering angel.
Just so you know, she didn't drive home. My dad picked her up.
Yeah.
She wasn't then put into a car on her own.
But my gosh.
She
was so funny.
She was giggling. She was telling us what she'd do if she had loads of money. She talked about my dad and said, well, I'd say F you, Mal. And our mum is not like that. If you've ever seen her on the Late Late Show, she was a very sweet, very, like, I suppose you could almost say, in people she doesn't know, she could be quite shy.
Shy, yeah,
She's a very, like, just, yeah, very kind, polite, wouldn't hurt anyone sort of person. She's, you know, I don't think I've ever seen her that tipsy before.
Same.
She was giggling.
Yeah.
She...
so funny.
Me and Ange were absolutely cracking up.
It was so... And then all she kept saying was, oh, you're going to have to let me have something to eat. I need to have something to eat.
I'm not really...
I've got to sober this up. I've got to have something to sober all this alcohol up.
I mean, the fact that she actually said, and I'd say, F you, Mal. I mean, that will go down as one of the...
One of Marg's classics, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best things I think that Mum's ever said.
That was classic. So funny.
I don't think she's going to want to be getting like that anytime soon.
I think we should do it again.
Do you?
Yeah.
To get her over.
Yeah.
Let's do that and then let's get her on the podcast.
Yes. Oh yeah, she's great.
Well, I should give out an email address in case people want to get in touch with us, right?
Do that.
So, if you want to email us any sort of ideas you want us to talk about or anything that you think would be helpful, your favourite...
Any kind of responses to things we've spoken about today...
Your favourite hormonal snacks, how you feel with your hormonal. If you're a muso out there and you want to create us a jingle, we're well up for it. So you can email
hello@ruthcorden.com.
Anything you want us to chat
also,
about.
I think, you know, like, we obviously want to use this as a way of A, kind of having a bit of fun and being able to chat about, but also, you know, there are lots of, you know, important matters and things that, you know, we're both very kind of passionate about and we, you know, always kind of interested in having sort of those deeper sort of conversations about things as well. But anything that you think you'd like us to have a chat about.
You can obviously get us both on Instagram. I'd say that's probably the platform we're both most active on.
Yes.
I don't really like Twitter.
No.
I find it a bit heavy.
Yeah.
I find it a bit too much.
Too political, too ranty.
Yeah, I don't really like Twitter.
No.
But I'm Instagram, I'm at Ruth Corden. You are at Ange Corden.
That's the one.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you guys. Hope you've enjoyed it. And please be in touch.
At some point in the next week with another podcast.
We bloody will.
Bloody hell.